how the outbreak of MERS changed macroeconomic policy today in South Korea. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The Central Bank of South Korea moved to stimulate its economy by cutting its key interest rate by 0.25% today. Some of it is an effort to counteract a decline in exports to China amid the slowdown in growth in China. But there was another key reason for South Korea's new stimulus. Here to explain is the BBC correspondent in Seoul, Steve Evans. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
What is a key reason the central bank made this move there today?
It's worried about China, sure, David, but it's also worried about MERS. One in four people die of it. And because of that, people abroad are cancelling trips. And Koreans themselves, it seems, are staying at home. And if you stay at home, you don't spend money. So the governor of the central bank said he is worried about a drop in consumption.
And it's not a speculative concern. This is actually, you're seeing this play out now. Are there fewer people out on the streets? Do you find the shops a little more quiet than normal?
Yeah, no doubt of it. I mean, in this office block where I am, the people in the neighboring office have vanished. The elevator is easy to get into in the morning. The car park isn't so full. The streets aren't so crowded. Something like 2,000 schools have closed. So the authorities at the start of this outbreak, 2 weeks ago, took the view that information was going to be given out sparingly. And in the absence of information, they simply said, I'm going to close the door and I'm going to stay in here. They think that if people don't spend, and we're not at the end of this outbreak yet, well, then there could be a real effect for the economy.
Steve, are you personally taking precautions when you're out?
I tend to take the view that if you catch something, you catch it. Now, that's a stupid view with this thing, but most of these cases, weirdly, were contracted in hospitals. Doctors caught it and other people. There's also another thing about the Korean society, which is that in hospitals, unlike in the US, the family comes in. There are shared rooms, shared wards, and the family comes in and stays for 24 hours. It's hard to imagine a situation which is more conducive to spreading this thing.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Seoul. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
The acronym MERS stands for Middle East Respiratory Syndrome after it was first documented in Saudi Arabia 3 years ago. As of this morning, 10 people in South Korea have died from the condition. Checking markets now. The Financial Times 100 index in London is up 0.25%. S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ futures are essentially flat. The 10-year Treasury yield is up again this morning, just under 2.49%. Marketplace Morning Report is listener-supported. To keep our coverage relevant and compelling, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Newman's Own Foundation. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by June 30th. Not just any old health plan gets to put itself up for sale through Obamacare. The Department of Health and Human Services is currently looking through the candidates as if they were college applications, looking at which health plans are up to snuff under the complex rules of the Affordable Care Act, ACA. And some groups are objecting to subtle details in the plans that could have some not-so-subtle effects. For instance, advocates and some patients say insurers are designing some of their benefits to drive away people with pre-existing conditions. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
Sarah Truman wakes up every day in Portland, Oregon, and sorts through her stockpile of pills.
This is 9 of them that I take in the morning. I take 9 plus 6 is 15, 16, 17. I take 17 pills a day without, I take 17 pills a day on a good day.
Truman has psoriasis, the autoimmune disorder that causes flaky and scaly skin, but she also has psoriatic arthritis, a related condition that causes extremely painful joint swelling. Even under her Obamacare plan, she still spends hundreds each month in copays. That's actually an improvement. But one crucial intravenous medication, a type of chemotherapy, costs more than a copay.
That right now is $15,000 a month, and that is treated as a coinsurance, not a copay.
Truman has 20% coinsurance, so she pays 20% of the cost, $3,000 a month. Even though she has a well-paying job, she still has to go to food banks to afford her kids' food. Advocates say plans like hers force patients to either pay very high costs or find a different plan, which undermines the purpose of the Affordable Care Act.
We found that a full 1 in 4 plans were practicing what we called adverse tiering.
Douglas Jacobs is a master's student in public health at Harvard. He surveyed how plans priced their drugs. It's adverse tiering if all the drugs you need for your condition are prohibitively expensive under that plan.
The whole purpose of the Affordable Care Act was to distribute risk in a way that made healthcare affordable to individuals who couldn't get to it before the Affordable Care Act was passed.
And the clearest cut example of adverse tiering was found in Florida by the AIDS Institute. Carl Schmidt is their VP of policy.
There are discrimination protections in the ACA, and they're trying to get around those.
The AIDS Institute says it is discrimination because some Florida plans put all HIV medications into the highest tier, even generics. Schmidt says it's a tiny nudge to keep expensive groups of people away from those plans. His foundation objected and sent a letter to the Obama administration.
The administration has said that this is discrimination. Now we need them to enforce the law.
They also complained to Florida's insurance regulator, and eventually insurers there placed some HIV meds into cheaper tiers. The insurers declined to comment on pending legal matters. The Department of Health and Human Services is reviewing whether this kind of drug pricing is discrimination on the basis of pre-existing conditions. Their ruling should apply by next year's open enrollment. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
And before we go, what shape is a Kit Kat bar? 4 trapezoidal chunks that can be snapped off, right? Well, Nestle wants to trademark that shape in Europe, but today a senior EU lawyer told judges that the trademark request does not comply with the law there. Nestle's rival, Mondelez International, doesn't think the shape of the Kit Kat should be protected, seeing as the color purple on its Cadbury chocolate wrappers could not be protected under EU law. So, yeah, yeah. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.